7. All right, I've got some guests here in the studio with me this afternoon. You know, I like when I have guests here in the studio because it's just a lekker conversation all the time, every time. And this is with regards to the 3rd annual Youth Day Sports Festival, which is actually happening real, real soon. It is actually happening from the 13th all the way up until the 16th of June. And of course, KC is proudly the support station with regards to 32GI as well as the Grape Community and Build It Boland. So in the studio with me this afternoon, I've got Isetu, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Isetu. Hi, Jason. Hi to the listeners.
How are you doing?
All is well, my brother.
Lekker man. And then, of course, I've also got, just say your name again. Ek gaan heeltyd dit verkeerd sê, maar ek gaan het regkry.
Gisela,
Daze. So we've got Gisela also in the studio with us this afternoon, all with regards to the 3rd annual Youth Day Sports Festival, which I just said happening from the 13th all the way up until the 16th of June. So just an introduction, Isetu.
So my name is Isetu France. I am the co-founder of Isetingo Arts and Recreation Center. It's a youth-based organization within the space of arts and recreation in Bekweni, operating in Bekweni mainly.
Beautiful. This is now the 3rd annual Youth Day Sports Festival. What keeps you inspired to grow this initiative?
It's an intervention program, which Isetingo means the need. So we saw the need to do this intervention program 2 years back as a holiday program, just to take the kids away from the street and put them in a safe and enabling environment, doing what they love, which is sport. But the intervention program has other elements to it. We didn't just want to do sports. We wanted to get the kids to the sports is the vehicle to get them to the sports field. And then we teach them certain things about life, life values. We have health talks. We have done a career day last year. We started with a career day. We're bringing it back this year as well. So there's that element as well. So it looks at the child in a holistic point in terms of their development.
And speaking about development, how does the festival actually contribute to youth development beyond sport?
As I've mentioned now, we have those social cohesion talks, that life skill element to it. So we're teaching confidence to the kids to be confident and just live life and just explore as much as they can with the various careers that are out there. You know, they must explore as much as possible and find themselves. So we are just there to do that for them. So I feel like that's one way of actually how they gain something out of it.
I also saw that there is a career expo also a part of it. So tell us more about that and why is it important or important part of the program?
Yeah, it's. I feel like for us, it's very important to learn about careers at a very young age. You know, obviously, we allow young people to explore as much as possible and figure out life. But sometimes we need to take them in the right direction and say, these are the things that are out there, you know. So these are the options that you have. So we'll be having guest speakers that are coming on board to come and teach, you know, young professionals that they've made in life. How is it to be in a higher learning institution? How did they deal with their matric? How did they deal with high school life, you know? Going into matric, going to varsity, how was it? You know, and finding that first job, you know, how did they actually do it? And some of the subject choices as well. What combinations does one need to pull in together to get to where they want to be? If you want to be a scientist, if you want to be an astronaut, or you want to be a soccer player, what things you should actually focus on instead of taking many parts? Because I know for myself, I really never knew what I actually wanted to become, you know. So for us, it's doing that, actually putting the opportunities in front of them and saying, yeah, the opportunities, you choose in terms of which direction you wanna follow.
Beautiful. If you just join us, welcome to it. We're chatting all things the 3rd annual Youth Day Sports Festival. Festival, in fact, happening at the Bekweni Sports Ground from the 13th all the way up until the 16th of June. And, of course, KC107.7 is proudly supported by KC107.7, the 32GI, the Grape Community, and Build It Boland. So on to my next question real quick. What message do you hope young people take away from this year's Youth Day celebration?
For me, it's the, as I've said before, it's the spirit of, you know, young people are very resilient. I remember the youth of 1976 fighting for education. I remember the youth I can't just remember the year, but the Fees Must Fall movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young people are resilient, they stand up for things. So I want them to take that away from this one. You know, there's different social ills today. There's people, young people are not working. We have a very high unemployment rate amongst the young people. So those are the new challenges that we're facing currently. So we want to equip them actually how to fight those things. You know, our government doesn't really come on path on many things. You know, it's always the private sector that's doing things for our people. So we want to actually empower young people to take on that fight of unemployment and starting to create opportunities for themselves and better equip themselves to be employable, you know, and sometimes not employable, but actually be the employers, start those businesses, start whatever that you feel like can create employment and generate some sort of like income for yourself. So I feel like the takeaway would be that from my side,
Beautiful. All right, we're quickly going to take a break. This conversation continue all with regard to the third annual Youth Day Sports Festival happening at Bakweni Sports Ground, like I said, 13th until the 16th of June 2026. So don't you go anywhere.
KC Lunch on KC 107.7.
Ach, Barry, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. My life has taken a hard left at career goals.
It's not your life that's turning, Brute. It's your steering.
My steering?
Your car's pulling left like your decisions. Go get top-quality Miler steering parts from Goldwagen. That will set you straight.
Wait, I feel aligned.
It's just your steering that needed direction. Goldwagen. Keep on driving.
Yo, mchana kaloko yemincosi yafika kwenyaka nje ezimbalo kodwa selilinto ezimpahla zikanokutsho uyandazi boss
sho
kubethethe phone ni principal yase Sentontuni asika unozazo zowile
ha ndiyakuvu ukulungiselela ukuzalwa kosana lwakho ungqabo wona
hayi bo mfondini ezo sicalanye kaloko no Sanlam dine life kwana health insurance nabo noba ngenze kantoni mnan abantu bam si covered
ungiselela ungqabo nobomi sms ku plan ku 37166 okanye uthethe nomcebisi wethu ngaphakathi kwisebe kungenjalo ungene ku sunlam.co.za. Sunlam, live with confidence. I Sunlam Life umnike insurance yobomi osemthethweni umboneleli wenkonzo zezimali nombolekiso obhalisiweyo NCRCP 43 kukho imiqathango.
All right, it's KC 107.7 and KC Lunch at exactly 3 minutes before we get to 12. I'm chatting to, of course, the team of the third annual Youth Day Sports Festival happening at the Bakweni Sports Ground. It's all happening there, the 13th all the way up until the 16th of June. Proudly supported by KC 107.7, the 32GI and the Grape Community Plus Build Ed Boland. That's why we normally say tune in for more information onto KC 107.7. And here they are. Give you the information all with regards to Youth Day, and it's where spirit of young champions come alive. That's all going to be burning down at the sports festival, at the Himbukweni Sports Ground, in fact, for that matter, the 13th all the way up until the 16th. I've chatted to Isetu, now I need to chat to the Grape Community, and they are also here in the studio with me this afternoon. So the Grape Community has been involved in community upliftment and youth development for many, many, many years. Can you tell us more about it, or more about the organization and its mission?
Yeah, so yeah, the two exporting companies registered the Grape Community as a non-profit company back in 2009 to support, uplift and empower community projects as part of their corporate social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the vision of the Grape Community is to create hope, improve quality of life and uplift the agri-workers, their families and also the local communities.
Mm.
So yeah, the Grape Community focus on education like ECDs, supporting other NGOs in the community like Isidingo, in the community that shares our vision, like Isidingo and the Youth Day. And yeah, it's a privilege for us to be a part of it for 2 years already. And also, if we're not able to support financially, we also try to connect them with necessary networks Then we also focus on Sunny Kids. It's our ECD project in the Doerings. We focus on the well-being of our agri workers. And then our biggest project at the moment is Beacon of Hope Multipurpose Early Learning Center on the corner of Magnolia and Van der Stel Street.
Beautiful. You guys also supported the IARC intervention programs for the past 2 years now. What impact do you hope you contribute or contribution, in fact, will make in the community where the organization operates within?
So at the Grave Community, we believe that investing in young people is one of the best ways to build stronger communities. We hope our contribution helps Isidingo continue the great work they are doing in Bakweni and also encourage young people to believe in themselves, their abilities, and also the opportunities that lie ahead of them. We believe that a sport has a unique way of bringing communities together and also providing positive alternatives to many of the challenges that young people face today. So yeah, it's a small contribution, but we believe that a small rock can still cause a big ripple effect in the water.
Definitely. So. Definitely. Any last words from you guys? Time is a little bit against us. It's already 1 o'clock. Our news team is standing by with the latest news.
Yeah, I think from my side, it's just to call on the Greater Dragons team to come out on the day, coming to Mbekweni. I know some people, they're very skeptical to go into there, but I can promise you, you'll be safe. And just come and support the young ones, see what we're trying to do and trying to build there. And I'm calling on teams, sport teams especially, to come and participate on the day. And just support the young ones. Yeah.
Anything from your side?
Yes, like I said, it's a privilege to be. I've been a part of this for 2 years now, and also you have to see and create hope. So I just want to encourage everybody to be a part of a project like this, that you can not only give hope but also give back to a broader community. Mm.
Beautiful. Asetu, just a quick question. If a listener or a organization or maybe just someone wants to contribute towards the 3rd Annual Youth Day Sports Festival, how can they maybe get contact or in contact with you guys?
Yeah, so we are all on social media platforms, ECT, Arts and Recreation Center, if you see it. But you can alternatively contact me on 064-046-0082. That is my personal number. That's where you can reach and get a hold of me.
Beautiful. I'll post that up on our WhatsApp status in a little while. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a privilege to be a part of this.
There we go. So definitely make sure to join. It's the 3rd Annual Youth Day Sports Festival. It's where the young champions come alive. It's happening the 13th all the way up until the 16th of June, proudly supported by KC107.7, the 32GI, as well as the Grape Community and Build It Boland. You don't want to miss it. There's like so many things that's actually there. There's like a career expert. There's soccer, there's volleyball, basketball, netball, rugby, live entertainment, food stalls. So everything is there. There's pizzas, there's a family, there's prizes, not pizzas, but prizes. I think part of the food stalls will be pizzas. I hope so. But yeah, it's a family fun for everyone. That I can promise you now.